Well, Jeff, firstly, bad news about Mitchell Johnson, but he's caught the eye of the Australian selectors again and will now be probably playing in Chester Street, but for Australia.
Yeah, very disappointing for us as a club and the team. We were looking forward to having somebody of his stature around the place. But good for him. It's, I'm sure that everybody is aiming to get into the national team, and he's been out for a while, and he probably won't be regaining a regular place and somewhere near the top of the world list as he was two or three years ago.
It's a bit late in the day for your preparations for the 2020 to discover this, isn't it? Are you left with any room for manoeuvre here? Would you be able to bring anybody else in?
Well, it's a matter of shuffling a few old papers, see where the tours are at this particular stage, see who's likely to be available, and then try and sound out one or two possibilities. The sort of agent of Johnson rang through with a few possibilities, and we'll look at those guys and we'll look at one or two possibilities that we sort of mulled over in the past. So as a principle, we're still looking to sign somebody as long as he's of the right quality.
As things stand, you've got just over a month to go to the 2020, as long as the rain stops.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nuisance to occur at this stage. We've got other priorities to try and address. We start the 40-over competition on Sunday. And obviously, we've got to try and improve our performances in the four-day stuff. So those are the immediate problems. As I say, the 2021 is something we could have done without, but we have to try and address that.
As we stand, it should be day two of the Somerset game. It's rained all day. I was looking back through the scorecards from last season. You had 13 rain-affected days in the county championship plus two complete washouts.
Right.
We reckon already this season you've had 10 days lost, and it's just an incredible amount of water that's been coming down.
Yeah, it seems to have followed us more than other counties, but it's no use crying over these things. You just got to get on with it and do your very best when you do get on the field. Sometimes things don't go against you, the fortune conspires against you, but that's part and parcel of sport. Obviously it is, and we're in a situation where we have to show some character allied to the skill and ability that we have, and we have to make sure that we fight our way through the position that we find ourselves in now.
I mean, you've had stop-start because of the weather, which hasn't helped. A lot of other teams have been in a similar position, but from a batting point of view this season, it's been a worry. There's a crisis of confidence there for some reason.
Yeah, that's it. The statistics show that the group of players that we have are well capable of scoring runs. That was seen last year and when we were playing on some much better pitches in much better weather. But the same fellows are well capable of getting enough runs to put us into advantageous positions, as was seen down at Lords, where we were in a strong position to win the game and couldn't follow that through, mainly because of the weather. So there's still enough ability there. Confidence is something you cannot approach without. Without actually getting performances behind you. You can do all the technical stuff, you can prepare as well as you possibly can, but unless things go in your favour on the pitch, you have a little bit of luck, you spend some time at the wicket and you get some scores behind you, which none of them have been able to do sufficiently yet. And that we're all searching for confidence, and we're all trying like mad to do the right things to get that confidence built.
I mean, because of the small nature of the fact that there's only nine teams in the division, you're at risk of being sucked into a relegation battle already, aren't you, if things don't improve quickly?
Well, that's the thing. We've got to try and improve our performances. You sort of don't look at the table too immediately. This is our fifth game. So there's an awful lot of cricket left to go yet. But the important thing is that we do the right things when we get the opportunity to do that in the middle. And scoring runs is absolutely paramount now. We've got to get some totals on the board so that the bowlers who've performed manfully, albeit in pretty helpful conditions for them, they need some support by runs on the board.
Can you tell me what the situation is with Callum Thorpe? He's been given a slap on the wrist, apparently, by the ECB for something that happened at Edgbaston last week.
A bit of frustration towards the end of the game, and he just took a sort of wild aim, caught a stump, and just knocked it ajar. And the umpire thought it was worth a ticking off.
He's not receiving penalty points on his licence or anything.
No, it's just sheer frustration. He's very proud in what he does, and nobody's enjoying the team having to struggle. And it was at the end of the game, and as far as I'm concerned, just the word from the umpire was quite sufficient.
And one final thing, Ben Stokes yesterday described the agony of having two injections in his back as the worst pain he'd ever known. We understand now he's going to be having more because he's going to be having a knee operation.
Yeah,